Sweet Search is a website designed specifically for use with students to perform web searches, and Sweet Search for me, for younger students. All the search results that are returned on Sweet Search when you put your search terms in, have been evaluated by Sweet Search's team of researchers, librarians, teachers, and so forth. So you're fairly secure in the knowledge that any results returned from a search will be particularly pertinent and will be safe. It's very easy to use. It's as simple an interface as you might expect from a search engine. There's just a search box, 20 search terms, and then you click on go. The results are returned listed in a way similar to most search engines, but there are one or two extra features that are useful. First of all, the search terms themselves are highlighted throughout the textual information under each returned result, so you can see exactly how many times your search terms have been used and whereabouts they've been used, and it pulls out a sample of the text from the site where those results were found. So you can see a little bit of the text, more text than you would do if you were performing, say, a Google search. So it allows your students to instantly get and perform a quick scan and see how relevant that might be to what their needs are and why they use those search terms in the first place. You can, should you choose, swap that to a Google search if you're not getting the results that you want. But it's what you do next that matters. If you click on each of the subsections within each returned search terms results, you can then get a window which shows you a preview of the text that it's returned and whereabouts it was on the particular site. So you don't have to go directly to the site. You can preview it and get a better idea of whether you want to go there. It's about making choices and being able to analyze information and decide whether it's appropriate information for your needs, I guess. You've also got a tick box next to them, and you can choose to tick the particular sections that you want and then share it or save it. And you can share it on networking sites, the common ones, but importantly you can also share it to Delicious, so you can bookmark it if you've got a Delicious account, and similarly Digo or Evernote. And you can also email it or Gmail it to, it might be your own school email account, so that you're gathering together all the information in a single place.